This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show, Macoupin County Sheriff Sean Call. Welcome to the show, Sheriff.
Thank you, Rick.
Sheriff, today we are discussing a few topics. They're going to be the Macoupin County Courthouse, the old jail, and what was known as the old hospital clinic here in Macoupin County, not too far from the courthouse. And currently, if a person's been to Carlinville, you can see some more work going on. And we've had a lot of work at the courthouse. What's going on right now at the Macoupin County Courthouse?
If you drive by, you'll see now we have two pretty large lifts there, man lifts. And this phase of it is still the $1 million grant money that we got, I believe, 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago we got. We are now spending towards the end of it. We're going to do this project over the summer, which will hit two fiscal years for the county, which, you know, ends in the end of August, starts first September. So we were able to get some bids in and got the right kind of pricing to where we can go ahead and finish this end of this project, which is, this project entails cleaning the courthouse, which they're using pressure washers, and I think he got done yesterday with that. And then they're going to put some sealant on the courthouse, which is going to help us with, at this point in time, we're having some trouble with some moisture, we believe, wicking through the walls of the courthouse and kind of decaying the inside of the building a little bit. So we're hoping when they get that on there, that will solve a lot of our water issues that are inside the building. You know, we put the new roof on, painted the dome, so we stopped all those leaks, but now we have a little bit of wicking coming through the building is what we believe. And then once they get that done, they're also in the process now of taking all the old caulk out of the windows, and they're going to re-caulk the windows and then paint them.
Now, that's all through this $1 million grant that you got from the state. Not too long ago, too, because lots of work had been done on the courthouse. Wasn't there some upgrades to the elevator and the bathrooms as well?
Yeah, we had some issues with the elevator. It was put in, I believe, back in the 70s. And, you know, it's an old dinosaur. And so we had to upgrade it. So we did get that upgraded. That was about 3 or 4 years ago, which cost a significant amount of money. We didn't get any grant money on that, but they were able to come up with some money to fix that. Then with this $1 million grant money, we were able to do the dome, do the roof, and then we actually redid both men's restroom and the women's restroom on the ground floor of the courthouse, because if you've ever been in there, they were in terrible shape. They needed something done.
Now, that's the courthouse, and right next to the courthouse is the old jail, which is a tourist attraction, historic old jail. And I wanted to ask you before we talk about what's going on with it, why is it still referred to as Cannonball Jail?
Well, from what I've been told, and I haven't seen them myself, but I guess when they built this jail, that was pretty much the same stone that was used for the courthouse. Well, they're very large stones. They're probably 3 to 4 foot long and probably 2 foot thick. So when they set them in, they would take these cannonballs and they would put on all four sides so that the stone could never be pushed out. It was supposed to be a breakout. Nobody could ever break out of the thing is what the reasoning for the cannonball. So
we had a discussion earlier about you had some work done on the heating and cooling within the thing and other things, and now you've got another grant that's associated with Route 66 that's going to help out on the old jail?
Yeah. We're in the process of trying to get the grant money. We're still going through the paperwork. We do have some deadlines on it. It's going to be around, if we can get the deadlines met and we get the paperwork done, it's going to be around $179,000 to help out with that old jail, which is consist of putting in a new parking lot, putting in new sidewalks, fixing the roof, and if we have any money left over, we'll do a little bit more inside. But for the most part, the inside is ready to go, but we've been kind of pushing it off. There was a few things that didn't get done yet on the inside, and we're pretty well done with them now. But then, you know, COVID hit, so we kind of kept pushing it off. So we're really looking at trying to get it open at some point in time this year, possibly.
And I guess with that, also, we've had the 100-year anniversary of Route 66 coming up in just a few years, and I guess that would be great for that as well.
Yeah, that would be awesome. They are also giving us a very large 12-foot by 12-foot Route 66 sign that we actually have to do the work for and install, but they'll pay for the material to do it, and then they'll bring us a sign. So we're in the works of trying to get that done also.
Anything else that's going to need to be going, or this will pretty well, if you get this grant money, will that pretty well have the old jail done and ready to be there for quite some time?
Yeah, if we have any money left over, we would like to try to do what we call the kitchen area and then the living quarters of the old jail, because right now they've had nothing done to them and they're starting to fall apart. But if we have enough money and we can stretch it out, that would be our next project and get it done.
Our other topic is people referred to it as the old clinic, the old hospital here. Not quite as good a news for that structure, but you're looking at that. Maybe you could talk to us what's going on with that particular building.
Yeah, that was a building that the county bought, you know, before I became sheriff. I don't know all the details behind it, but we ended up with it. And along with that came a pretty good sized parking lot behind it. This is all to the north of the courthouse, and it's a brick building. And so there's a large parking lot behind it, which is good to have. But then also there's a house that you know, now I have renters there that we have to we have to keep that house going. We have two apartments there. So, but going back to the clinic, it needed a roof years and years ago and never got one put on it. Well, now it's starting to fall in. It's, you know, structurally not safe, so I pretty well shut the building down. Don't really want anybody going in it. The floor joists are starting to get weak. So the county board has made the decision to go ahead and move forward with trying to get it tore down. So in with that, we had to have an environmental company come in, test for lead and asbestos, which it does have. Now we're looking at maybe 10 to 20 grand to get that removed, abated. And then we're also going to get bids to try to tear the building down. So we're not really sure what this is all going to cost us.
And a time frame probably is a good year or two before everything gets done. Well, is that sort of how that goes?
We're hoping maybe I've been kind of pushing. We need to do something with this building this year. So we're hoping maybe we'll get the old clinic done this year. And we're hoping, but you know how things go. I mean, everything's so far behind right now. So, but just to try to find somebody that wants to do the job, that's going to be and they tell us during the summer is bad for the, lead and asbestos abaters because they're doing school stuff and they're on deadlines. So they claim maybe after August, or around August, they might be able to get to us.
Before we wrap up our conversation today on what's going on as far as this renovation work and things like that, you know, if someone wouldn't know, the reason you're always involved in this is that's by the very position of sheriff, you're sort of in charge of all these buildings, aren't you?
Yes. The law states that the sheriff is in charge of all buildings and grounds that are owned by the county. So that means I'm in charge of all these buildings, keeping them maintained. That all falls under my budget. I'm to maintain a jail, and I'm to maintain, by law, peace and order in the county. So if any police department doesn't have anybody to police their town, the sheriff has to do it, doesn't have a choice. By law, we have to maintain peace and order.
Any other projects that might be coming in the future, or are we pretty well done?
Well, I hope this is about it for now, because we've about stretched ourselves thin as we can. So, but right now, I'm hoping this is it for now.
Sheriff Sean Call, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.